USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Russia is poised for its first sovereign default in decades, as some bondholders said they had not received overdue interest payments on Monday following a deadline a day earlier. The Kremlin said there are no grounds for Russia to default, but it's unable to send money to bondholders because of sanctions. President Biden in Germany for the G7 summit over the weekend announced that the United States will spend a great deal of money outside of the United States to help other countries. One of the projects is a vaccine development complex in Senegal, West Africa.
New industrial-scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal, when complete, will have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually.
Grandstands at a Columbia bull ring collapsed and killed at least six people and injured more than 100 others on Sunday. The tragedy occurred in the central Colombian city of Espinal. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Leading Democrat women are calling on President Biden and Congress on Sunday to protect abortion rights nationwide after a U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Two Democratic progressives, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, urged Biden to use federal land as a safe haven for abortions. Global leaders are saying without more production from stronger economies, the recession will dig deep into the world's economic systems. Tim Berg reports.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent a global recession. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass says it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production.
Some countries, it's going to be very hard to do that. I think that leadership from the stronger countries is very important.
He especially pointed to the production of fertilizer, since crop and food shortages in poor countries can cause global instability.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Russia shattered weeks of relative calm in the Ukrainian capital with long-range missiles striking Kyiv early Sunday. An apparent Kremlin show of force as G7 leaders met in Europe. It was the G8 before Russia was kicked out of the club. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the missiles hit at least two residential buildings, and President Zelensky said a 37-year-old man was killed and his 7-year-old daughter and wife injured. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem on Sunday announced that her state is preparing to move forward after the abortion issue was transferred to the state level in the Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health Organization decision by the Supreme Court. Governor Noem on CBS News says the state will prosecute doctors performing abortions.
This trigger law was put into place years ago, and it was to go into law as soon as the Supreme Court made a decision such as it did. So
Okay. That's
the debate and discussion that we're having, but I think what's incredible and what's going on is that the people will decide, elected officials at the state level is who they'll be talking to decide what their state's laws look like. South Dakota's obviously, under our past several years and have stood for life and defending life. And I think we'll continue to have those debates on how we can support these mothers and what it means to really make sure that we're not prosecuting mothers ever in a situation like this when it comes to abortion, that it will always be focused towards those doctors who knowingly break the law to perform abortions in our state.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.